Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Just say one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored in Jesus' name to be before you to continue forth, praise God, reading the awesome, unadulterated Word of God coming out of the King James Version of God's Holy Word. Amen. This is truly a day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. And as we always mention, we know in the name of Jesus that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. And it's in that, praise God, that we give God honor, praise, and glory for allowing us in Jesus' name to come before Him, continuing bringing the Word of God. I want to truly give God all praise, honor, and glory for just being who He is, still on the throne. Amen. And then I also honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who is extremely instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And I also want to acknowledge those that listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, or even into our archives. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. Praise God. I also want to acknowledge those, praise God, that are in Egypt. We also recognize that we have those listening in Egypt. Praise God. We also thank those for listening in India. Hallelujah. Malaysia. Amen. And we thank God for those listening by way of Canada. Praise God. And Jamaica. We just really thank all those that tune in to us as we notice in our recorded messages. We look into the archives. We see that those that are listening onto our programs, we truly thank God for you. You. And you. Praise God. And without any further ado, let's move forward and continue to pray upon this show. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, Lord God, once again, we humble ourselves, continuing to be committed to the call of what you have for us on our life, is to do what you have for us to do. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for forgiving us of our sins, cleansing us of our unrighteousness, and as you continue to provide for us and protect us and lead us, we give you praise and thanksgiving because we only know the only way in which we're able to be and the only way in which we're able to be who we are is because of you being omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent, acknowledging you as being a God, our Father, who's all-powerful, all-knowing, and everywhere, and that there's but one God in the name of Jesus. Manifested in Jesus, and we thank God that he brought himself down in a bodily form, knowing that, praise God, that God is a spirit, and we can only worship you, Lord God, in spirit and in truth. And in that, we pray that you continue to give us strength, understanding, to retain your word. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Once again, praise God. Praise God, praise God. We've been moving steady along, praise God, reading now in the book of Matthew, praise God, the gospel. And we continue to move on under the anointing of God's holy word. We continue to read his word and continue to trust in his word that now he's going to bring life through the under and by way of the anointing to his listeners in the name of Jesus. This is Matthew chapter 14. Let us read.
Time here the TikTok heard of the fame of Jesus and said unto his servants, this is John the Baptist.
He has risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him.
For Herod had laid hold on John, and behold, bound him and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. But John said unto him, is it not lawful for thee to have her?
and when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod, whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatsoever she would ask. And she, being before instructed of her mother, said, "Give me here John Baptist's head in a charger." And the king was sorry, nevertheless, for the oath's sake, in them which sat with him at the meat. He commanded it to be given her. And he sent and beheaded John in the prison. And his head was brought in the charger and given to the damsel. She brought it to her mother. And his disciples came and took up the body and buried it and went and told Jesus. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into the desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the city. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now. Pass. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They had not departed. Give ye them to eat." And they say unto him, "We are here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looked up to heaven, and he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the fragments and that remained 12 baskets full, that they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go before him onto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into the mountain apart. And when the evening was come, he was well there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the 4th watch of the night, Jesus went into them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit!" And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he came, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the winds boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to speak, he cried, saying, Lord, save me! And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they had come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came to the worship him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men at the place had knowledge of him, they set out unto all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew chapter 15. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said unto them, Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and thy mother. He that curseth father or mother, let him die to death. But ye say, Whosoever say to his father or his mother, It is a gift. By whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandments, O God, of none effect for your tradition. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draw nigh unto me with their mouth, and honor unto me with their lips. But their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, and teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. And he called the multitude, and said unto them, Hear and understand, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth the man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Declare unto us this parable. Are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the drought? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart,
and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, adulterers, fornications, theft, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. Then Jesus went thence and departed unto the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thy son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and says, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, True, Lord, let the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table.
Say unto her,
O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee and went unto the mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many other, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak and the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude. Because they continue with me now 3 days. I have nothing to eat. I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples say unto him, Whence should we have such much bread in the wilderness? As to feel so great a multitude? And Jesus said unto them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, 7, and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the 5 fishes and gave thanks and broke them and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did eat all, and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets full. And they did eat with 4,000 men, besides women and children. And he sent away the multitude and took ship and came into the coast of Magdala. Matthew chapter 16. The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desire them that he should show them a sign from heaven. He has said and sent unto them, when it is even, he says, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morn, it will be fall weather to thee, for the sky is red and lowry. And ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. And he left them and departed. And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware the hidden living of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have taken no bread. Which, when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye little faith, why reason ye among yourselves? Because ye have brought no bread, do ye not yet understand? Neither remember the 5 loaves and the 5,000, and how many baskets ye took up. Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets ye took up. How is it that ye do not understand that I speak it not that you concerning bread, but ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then understood they have that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I am? The Son of Man am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. Some Elijah, and other Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. For that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem
and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Get thou from the Lord, thee shall not be upon thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou fearest not the things that be of God, but those that be of man. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. But what is a man profiteth if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? For what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his work. Verily, I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Matthew chapter 17. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into the high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light, and behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were so afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man, save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man, until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elijah must come first? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you, that Elijah is come already, and to know him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples understood that he spoke unto them of John the Baptist. When they came to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic, and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire, and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and he called his cure, was cured from the very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, Be removed to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this king goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hand of man, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceedingly sorry. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Doth not your master pay tribute? He said, Yes. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, What thinkest thou, Simon? Of who do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers? Peter saith unto him, O strangers. Jesus saith unto him, Then are the children free, notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, and cast a hook, and take up the fish, the first cometh up, and when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and thee. Chapter Matthew, chapter 18. At the same time, the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest of the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily, I say unto you, except you be converted, and become as a little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. Matthew chapter 18, verse 6. For whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a milestone were hanged about his neck and that he was drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of the offenses, for it must needs be that offense come. But woe to that man to whom the offense cometh. Wherefore, if thou hand or foot offend thee, cut it off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter to life half maimed, rather than having two hands and two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto thee that in heaven the angels do always behold the face of their Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he findeth, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thee a brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. Verily, I say unto you, whosoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, that I am in the midst of them. Then Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till 7 times? I say not unto thee, unto 7 times, but unto 70 times 7. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children, and all that he had, and payment to be made.
The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of the servants was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me. I will pay thee all. Would not, but when he cast him into the prison, that he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told into the Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him and said unto him, oh, thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you for your fathers forgave not everyone his brother their trespasses. Matthew. Well, we only have a few minutes left here. I'm going to conclude off that last chapter 18 of the book of Matthew. Amen. Praise God. Once again, we're going to come forth and continuing to read on tomorrow, praise God, of Matthew chapter 19 and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. God is truly moving. He's making a point of what it is that we need to do. If you want to be forgiven, you also have to forgive. That's one of the key notes we want to take out of this and trust that God is and always will be on the throne. For God is God all by itself. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Be blessed.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon.
Although they've said I've never trapped you, I want you to know it's